On this last day of Passover, we have a conversion story.
My name is Jane Kemp, and I'm from El Cerrito, California.
And she has a son named Kieran, who was adopted. It was an open adoption, so she stayed in touch with his birth family and learned an important part of her son's heritage.
His maternal birth family was Jewish, which was funny because his birth mom had listed her religion on the adoption papers as Wiccan.
When it came time to enroll Kieran in kindergarten, she chose a Jewish day school.
I thought that being in a non-Jew in a Jewish day school would be awkward and ostracizing. But the truth was, I felt like I had found people with similar moral compasses to me. I began to really identify and feel connected to Judaism in a way that surprised me because I didn't really know that much about the religion.
Through her son's education, Jane Kemp learned about Jewish holidays and traditions, which she hadn't learned about growing up in a non-denominational Protestant church. Jane's mother died when Kieran was in third grade. She and her siblings struggled to find a date for the funeral, and that troubled her.
Jewish ritual around death is very clear, and it is greater than any appointment or work obligation. You have a date 2 days out, and everybody drops everything and makes it work. As a mourner, you are expected that you are disabled by your grief, and your community rallies around you. This is exactly what happened to me after my mother died, even though I wasn't yet Jewish. Arrangements were made for my son to get to and from school. People dropped food off. They sat with me. They called me. It was this first week of grieving that made me realize that I wanted to be part of this religion.
And Jane Kemp found she was becoming more and more observant of Judaism. Years after her mother died, her son, Kieran, neared 13. Time for his bar mitzvah, Judaism's coming-of-age ceremony.
I decided to join a synagogue. We felt welcome and comfortable, and I immediately felt connected to the congregants and the rabbi and the cantor. My son began to study for his bar mitzvah, and I began to get involved in various activities there, as well as worshiping, Shabbat services, high holidays. As his bar mitzvah date got closer, my rabbi suggested I consider converting formally, saying he thought it would be really great if I could give an aliyah, a blessing, at my son's bar mitzvah. A date was set a week before his bar mitzvah to meet with three rabbis and be questioned by them, and then to immerse in the mikveh.
A mikveh is a ritual bath.
It was not scary at all, and immersing in the mikveh was a very spiritual moment for me.
Jane found that becoming Jewish gave her a new sense of belonging and a feeling that she and her son had shared a passage.
As an adoptive parent, you want to give your child as much wholeness as you possibly can. I understood that he had Jewish family, but raising him in an open adoption and connecting him to his Jewish roots has definitely given him something very important that could have been so easily lost.
Jane Kemp from El Cerrito, California.